Coming up on today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast, it was a beautiful day with Nicole May. The Oklahoma Sooners took down the Washington Huskies in the first game of their Super Regional Series, 4-2. We'll dig into that. Who were the players of the game in the third segment? We'll break down here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And there's no better place to get all of your Big 12 conference news than the Locked On Big 12 podcast hosted by Josh Neighbors. Follow the Locked On Big 12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to a special Saturday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. You can subscribe to the show at Locked On Sooners on Twitter and on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast. Hit us up over there. Let us know your thoughts on yesterday's big win, recording on a Friday night, on Friday's big win over the Washington Huskies. Nicole May was spectacular. Yes, gave up a couple home runs. Obviously, you don't want to see your pitcher do that, but otherwise, phenomenal. In seven innings pitched, she allowed seven hits. Again, gave up the two earned runs on two home runs. No walks, no free base runners. And then had five strikeouts on top of that. And she played pretty good defense as well. There were times where, the ball was hit up the middle and she was making plays on the ball as it was going up the middle. And that was huge as well. And you got to credit Nicole May for making such a huge impact in this start in the Super Regional, going up against arguably the best pitcher in the nation in Gabby Plain, who is up for the National Player of the Year award, along with Jocelyn Allo. And you can't say enough about the freshman and her performance in this Super Regional matchup. She was in control, in command. She was getting ground balls when she needed to them and needed to get them, and her defense was coming up with big plays behind her. It was just a fantastic performance and something that you probably wouldn't expect to see out of a freshman pitcher making her first start in a Super Regional against a team that was coming in with a big chip on their shoulder in Washington, who felt like they were underseeded heading into the tournament with, almost like being punished with a second round matchup against Oklahoma. And Nicole May just went out there and was confident. She, threw her stuff well. She rarely got behind batters. And when she did get behind batters, she was able to battle back into more favorable counts and come up with big outs. I think about it was probably in the fourth or fifth inning. She got to a 3-0 count and just, battled away and got a couple strikes. And then was able to end it on a strikeout. Just a huge play. And again, just this is what Oklahoma needed. I talked about it after the regional series or the regional round where they struggled a little bit with Wichita State because they just really struggled to get consistent pitching. And Nicole May being able to come in and provide some solid ability from the circle was exactly what Oklahoma needed to start off the Super Regional against, again, arguably the best pitcher in the country in Gabby Plain, someone who was coming in with 32 wins under her belt. 32 wins. This is exactly what Oklahoma needed, and they got it right at the right time. When you're going up against a pitcher of her quality, runs are going to be very few and far between. And that's what it was on Friday. Oklahoma, they got a run in the bottom of the first, and then Washington got it right back on a home run. Then Jocelyn Allo came through with a home run in the third. But again, up until the fifth inning, this thing was just not, it was a really, really tight game. And it seemed like at any point, Washington could storm back and tie it up or even take a lead just because it just had that feeling, not necessarily because they were getting a lot of opportunities, because Nicole May was not really providing many opportunities for them. They weren't getting free base runners with walks. They weren't getting advances or weren't able to move players around very well. And that's a credit to the defense. It's a credit to Nicole May and just what they were able to do to slow down Washington's offense and slow down, and then as important as that is just continue to chip away at Gabby Plain. And, she was kind of hurt by her defense in the bottom of the fifth. Kinsey Hammond comes to the plate. There's a runner on first. She hits a single right up the middle, and there's a good chance for the base runner to score. I think it was Riley Boone who was on first at that point, or on second at that point. And, she's coming around third looking to score. And I think the center fielder probably just pulled her eyes up too quickly trying to make a play at the plate. And the ball just squeaks by her. And Kinsey Hansen shows a ton of hustle just working around the bases. And Patty Gasso talked about it in her post-game press conference in her decision to send Kinsey Hansen home on that play where she was able to make it all the way home. It was because Gabby Plain is such a good pitcher that your opportunities are few and far between. Those were the words that she used, I believe. And when you get an opportunity to score on her, you've got to take advantage. And that's exactly what they did. It was heads up base running and coaching as well from Patty Gasso, Kinsey Hansen. And the slide at the plate was absolutely perfect. She slid exactly where she needed to, back corner of the plate, away from the catcher, not giving them an opportunity to get a tag down. And it was a really good, a really good throw by the Washington outfield and relay person. They made it a very interesting play at the plate. And it was almost, she almost got cut down. Absolutely fascinating, fantastic win by the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the second segment because we got some more things I want to dig into. Some really, really heads up playing from these ladies on Friday. And it's going to be a huge matchup again on Saturday. But before we do that, let me talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and the NBA and NHL playoffs are in full effect. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up for bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams are in their runs for the playoffs. So head on over to the website, use our promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now here, before we dig into a few players of the game, I want to talk about just one more really just heads up play that you just love to see. There's just something beautiful about good defensive, softball or baseball, whatever, what have you. And it was in the bottom, the top of the seventh inning. Nicole May, I think they've got a runner on first and second at that point. And she's able to get the batter to ground into a potential double play opportunity. They get the force out at second, and then on the turn thrown to first, they don't get the out. But the Washington head coach or the third base coach made the pretty bold decision, I thought, to go ahead and send her runner the runner down to home on that play and, trying to catch Oklahoma off guard and maybe steal a run. I thought it was a really gutsy decision. And I want to talk about that decision a little bit more, but what a heads up play on defense from Taylen Snow. Just, didn't get the out on a close play at first base, didn't get distracted by the fact that it was a close play, and she's able to turn and fire home and catch the base runner before she's able to touch the plate. That was just a beautiful play, and it ends the game. You didn't get the double play the traditional way, but you got the double play. And again, I love heads up, smart softball, baseball, what have you. When I was a kid, we were playing t-ball and I was playing first base, bases were loaded, ball was hit to me and everybody's yelling at me to just go touch first. And I threw it home and we got the force out. And I don't know why. So all for all of time, some of my favorite plays are just those heads up, really smart plays on the diamond. And Taylan Snow was just awesome. Like, she did not get frozen by the play at first base. She stayed on top of things. She stayed alert and what was going on. And she made the correct throw home to get the tag out and the final out of the game to allow Oklahoma to go on to a 4-2 win. But man, that decision to send the runner home on that play, that was not the right call to me. Even if they would have scored, I don't know if that would have been the right call, because you get the runner to first, they're safe. You got the runner at third, they're safe. You're coming to the plate with the potential go-ahead run. You've got your tying run on first base. The one run isn't necessarily going to, it's not going to help you, but getting an out there definitely hurt you. It's just a risk-reward thing, right? If you get home and you score, great, fine. You still have two outs. You got a runner on first. I mean, it's you're kind of in the same situation that you were in, whether you had a runner on third base or not. Like, you still needed those two runs, the runner at first and the runner at home, in order to win the game, to take the lead. And you at least needed the runner at first to tie. And so by sending the player from third, you didn't really give your offense a chance to even tie the game, because, again, the reward was very minimal compared to the risk. Even if she scored, you're still down one. You still got to get a runner all the way from first to tie the game. And you got to get your runner, the batter at the plate. You got to get them all the way around to take the lead and have a chance to win. I didn't think that was smart baseball. Now, as we talked about, you know, Taylan Snow's heads up play at first base, and we can talk about Patty Gasso's as well, where, you know, she sent the runner home. Now, again, the name is blanking on me. She sent Kinzie Hansen home from third as she's rounding the bases after the error in center field. And I think, you know, yes, I think there it was like less than, I think there were two outs on the, you know, at that point in time. And you're trying to extend your lead. You've already got a 3-2 lead at that point, or 3-1 lead. And by sending Kinzie Hansen home, you're extending that lead to 4-1. So to me, the risk reward there is not like, the reward is so much greater than the risk. Like, if you get thrown out at the plate, yeah, it's a risky call, but you still have a lead. You're just looking to extend your lead. But if you score, it's even better. But the decision by the Washington coach to send the runner home, it just did not make sense to me. And, you know, hindsight's 2020 always, and it worked out for the Sooners, so we're not going to complain too much. But you can't necessarily rely on coaches and players to make mistakes to win games. And so I feel like, you know, Oklahoma made a great play, because if that throw is not perfect, if that's not on time, then the runner scores, and, you know, who knows what happens, because then you have first, you know, runner on first with two out, and they got the go ahead run at the plate. And so, man, just a fantastic win, fantastic game. Congratulations to the girls. Congratulations to Nicole May. In the next segment, I want to dig into our players of the game, because we got some. We had some really strong performances. I think you'll know who the first star is, the first player of the game. But we'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat and is 100% covered in chocolate. They've got 9 delicious flavors like coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, my personal favorite, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. So there's something there for everyone. And you get an opportunity to try each and every one of them if you get a mixed box. They've got 17 or 18 grams of protein, anywhere from 130 to 180 calories. And get this, only 4 grams of sugar. 4 grams of sugar. They're absolutely delicious. You've never tasted a protein bar like Built Bar. They don't have any chalky protein, grainy flavor or taste. They just taste like a candy bar. They're absolutely fantastic. Could not recommend them enough. And you have an opportunity to get 15% off if you go to builtbar.com and use our promo code LOCKED15. That's 15% off at builtbar.com by using our promo code LOCKED15. And I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure in Moore, Oklahoma. Are you ready to get a hot tub? Are you ready to dig into a pool? Well, now is the time to set up your backyard oasis and reconnect with your family and friends. Do you feel like you need to reignite your passion for life? Well, get yourself an above-ground pool from the folks at Country Leisure. Now, you might be asking yourself, why an above-ground pool? Well, it's the cheapest and least expensive way into pool ownership. And Country Leisure can get you set up in one day in most cases. They are experts in the industry with more than 35 years of experience providing high-quality customer service and education. So now get outside, get off the tablets, get off your phones, get out from in front of the TV and reconnect with your family and friends by going to countryleisuremfg.com. You can also call or text at 405-799-7745. That's Country Leisure, just add water. And get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And now here on Locked On Sooners, make sure you're ready to watch the Saturday game between Oklahoma and the Washington Huskies. This is kind of worlds colliding for me a little bit because when I was a kid living in California, I had a Washington Huskies t-shirt that my grandparents bought me just because it looked cool. But that's an aside. Oklahoma and Washington are making history on Saturday. Billie Jean King, the great Billie Jean King, former tennis player, threw out a tweet. I didn't even know she was on Twitter. That this is the first time that a softball game will be featured on ABC. And congratulations to the women at Washington and at Oklahoma for being able to get networks to understand how important this game is and these games are. We're seeing just the drama and the excitement build up. I was talking with a buddy today while we were watching this, and I was just commenting on how, you know, college softball to me is better than college baseball. And here's why. The best college softball player or the best softball players in the world play through the college ranks, right? Like they're the highest level that they play at. And I mean, there's a professional league. I'm not real up on that, but they're all going to college. Like all the best players are going to college to play in college. And like, as opposed to baseball where, you know, a lot of the really good players are playing in college. Even some of the best players are playing in college, but a lot of them decide to go to the minor leagues, or a lot of them are coming from foreign countries where they're, you know, they don't go to college. They just go straight into the minor leagues. And so the amount of talent that is available at the college level, it shows up. These girls are just uber talented. And it's really exciting. And I'm very excited that this is going to be a national broadcast on ABC where everybody's going to get the opportunity to witness Oklahoma and Washington battle it out. And we saw on Friday how tight this matchup is. Now, it remains to be seen who Washington's going to put out there and who Oklahoma's going to put out there. But odds are we're going to get a great matchup because Washington, they may not have the power that Oklahoma has, but man, they got a lot of speed. But and they also showed off that they've got some power too, you know, with the two home runs off Nicole May. And so, man, it's just going to be another exciting matchup to watch for Oklahoma. One thing I just loved was their ability to just kind of grind out this win. You know, we talked a lot about adversity and how the loss at Georgia and the loss to Oklahoma State, that adversity, it helps to build your character as a team and it helps to make you better because you understand that, hey, we got to work for every single win. We can't just coast at any point because any team can beat us if they get hot and we're not that night. And it was one of those things that Patty Gasso brought up in her post game when she was talking about Nicole May. And she said, you know, kind of the most important moment of her season was probably the low point in her season. And that was the game at Georgia, which was the Oklahoma's first loss. And you know, Patty said, you know, a lot of basically, in essence, she said, you know, you learn more through your adversity or through your mistakes or your losses. And I believe it's actually absolutely true. When you're winning and you're just consistently dominating teams like Oklahoma was for the majority of the season, you know, you're not learning as much because, to be honest, it's kind of coming easy to you. You don't have to look back and be like, okay, what do we need to do better? Do that ruthless self-evaluation. When you lose a game and then you lose a second game, or you lose a game in the way Nicole May did against Georgia in Athens, it causes you to kind of like take a look at what you did and what you need to do better so that you can be better down the road. And she's been huge for Oklahoma since then. And in the postseason, she's been fantastic. You know, she's pitched a lot and she's going to continue to pitch a lot because she's been Oklahoma's best pitcher. And that's something we talked about, is that Oklahoma needed to come up with some pitching. But this team is overcoming adversity on the regular and pulling out wins and grinding out wins in ways that we haven't seen this team have to do all year. And this win against Washington, against arguably the best pitcher in the country, in Gabby's playing, just another fantastic moment for this Oklahoma team. You can't say enough about it, because this was like the matchup. Like it was an iconic matchup, right? It was like Roger Clemens going up against the Yankees when it was Boston and New York back in the early to mid 2000s, you know, just one of those best pitcher going up against the best offense and who's going to win out. And today, or on Friday, it was Oklahoma's offense that ended up winning out. So make sure you go check that game out on ABC. It's going to be a 2 p.m. start time on ABC at Marietta Hines Field. You can probably, hey, there might be some tickets. You might be able to find some tickets if you're in the Oklahoma Norman Moore area. Definitely go check that out. But let's talk about our players of the game from this one. And our number 3 player of the game, to me, has got to be Jocelyn Alo. Now, you might be saying, well, she had a home run. Why would you put her number 3? Well, yes, she had a home run. Now, this is kind of nitpicking a little bit, but I think the play, and I'll talk about it here in a second, Jocelyn Alo, she was 1-for-2 with an RBI and a walk. Her at-bats against Gabby Plain were huge. Just, she didn't go down easy in her out. And she and Gabby Plain had some really significant battles. And I think really one of the iconic matchups of this year. A lot of fun to watch. The number 2 player of the game, number 2 star, if we're doing it in hockey terms, to me, this is Kinzie Hansen. And because that hustle play all the way around from, you know, from first on the single to be able to score, yes, it got to the center fielder and got almost to the wall or to the wall, but the hustle that she showed, if she dogs it at any point on that run when she's rounding the bases, she doesn't score. She didn't get a chance to score. And who knows what happens? You know, it's a 3-1 game at that point, and 2 runs is a bit different than 3 runs. Obviously, that's math. And then the number 1 star of the game, the most easy selection that I'll probably make in the 3 stars segment of the show, and that's Nicole May. We talked about her in the first segment. It was May Day, right? She was phenomenal. Yes, the 2 home runs, but she did everything that you would hope somebody would do. She rebounded from those home runs and was great. I mean, a home run in the second, a home run in the seventh, not really much sustained offense from Washington. She held them back and held them down and got great defense behind her, but she trusted her defense. And that's, again, something Patty talked about in her post-game interview, is that Nicole let her defense play by not issuing walks and, you know, getting ground ball situations, creating double play opportunities. And that was the key. Oklahoma, you know, left more people on base than Washington did, but leaving 4 on base and limiting the damage at times when Washington would get a couple on base, that was like chef's kiss. That was très magnifique. Fantastic performance by Nicole May. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does in the future, because that's just a freshman. We talk about this a lot with, you know, like the football program, how fortunate they are to consistently having this talent roll in. But what about that softball program? You know, between Nicole May and Tiara Jennings, freshman, I believe Jada Coleman was a sophomore. You know, the youth movement is alive, and this team is going to continue to stay stacked as they go down the road. But hey, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and checking it out. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can subscribe on Apple, Google, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And again, Oklahoma Sooners versus Washington Huskies at 2 p.m. on ABC. We will talk about it for another special weekend show for the Sunday show here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But until then, I'm John Williams. Boomer Sooner!